This week on Culture File, we've been visiting Northern Italy, where this year's Expo invited us to think carefully about the sustainability of the things we choose to eat and drink. Earlier in the week, we met Battista, a pioneer who's rethinking Italian cuisine in the hills above Alba. But he's far from the first in those parts to question the status quo of food, or in the case of Angelo Gaia, wine. This time with local truffle hunters as guides, Giorgio Cassari wanders through the vineyards of Gaia to tell the story of a remarkable rebel who caused a revolution in Italian wine in the 1970s. But first, we have to hear reason three why truffle hunters work at night.
Il terzo.
Number three.
Il terzo è perché di notte.
Reason number three. In the evening, the dew of the leaf, of the trees, of the grass falls down with the cold and the darkness and slowly penetrates the ground. And because a truffle sometimes can be a meter with the size of a stick or even more buried into the ground, it takes a while for the dew to reach the truffle. And it's only when the water reaches the truffle that the truffle releases the aroma, what we call, and therefore it becomes detected by the dog.
Casa sua, no? Nelle sue vigne, dappertutto.
Gaia.
Questo è Gaia, questa è la vigna di Gaia.
No.
Sì, questo è Gaia.
Siamo nella vigna di Gaia.
Ma non io.
We are standing. I didn't know that. I'm very proud at the moment that I'm standing on the soil that belongs to Angelo Gaia. Because he's called the Emperor. They call him the Emperor locally. Angelo Gaia is the Emperor. Angelo Gaia started the revolution. Because Italy at the time, it wasn't like France, unified into creating a myth, a legend around this product, going around the world to market the product. Italy was fragmented, divided. Everybody made their own wine. If they sold it, they sold it. If they didn't, they drank it. It was a little bit more casual. As we know, even in Dublin, everywhere, to have a bottle of Gaia at your table, it's the status symbol. It's like parking your Ferrari in front of your house or in front of the restaurant. It's a status symbol.
What does it taste like?
It's divine. It's really, really divine. You can feel the body, and you can feel the velouté of your mouth without the aggressiveness. He was able to tame down, because the wines of Barolo Barbaresco, one of the characteristics is that they are slightly aggressive. So therefore, it's suggested that you eat fatty cheese or fowl or meat with a lot of fat. So the aggressiveness of the Barolo and Barbaresco is sort of clean your mouth and create a very pleasant contrast in the mouth. But for that reason, because of the aggressive, not everybody is appreciated. It doesn't have the velvety of the Bordeaux, for example. But Angelo Gaia created an equilibrium. Again, we've been talking about the equilibrium for the last couple of days. But he created a compromise between the aggressiveness typical of the Nebbiolo grape with the softness attached to Bordeaux wines, really. But this is a crossing point anyway, because we're not too far from France, even though we are very much in Italy.
Io volevo arrivare.
Late 70s, you might remember that there was the scandal of the methanol. And Italy, unfortunately, was involved, heavily involved, along with Austria, southern Germany, I think, but definitely Austrian wines and Italians in particular. Even here, there were a couple of imbeciles who used methanol to produce wine, and when the scandal came out, the sales stopped. We had two terrible years. We were losing everything. The sales were literally zero. And that was the turning point when Angelo Gaia led this revolution. That's it. We're going for quality from now on, and we will compromise with nothing. The DOC, DOC, which is the organization that gives the origin control, a guarantee that the product you're selling is really from the area that you're claiming is from, Sometimes they make decisions based on local politics or provincial or city hall politics, depending on the party. And they require certain technicalities that Angelo Gaia wasn't prepared to compromise. And he basically told them to go and stuff themselves. And if you don't give me the dog, I don't care. My wine is Gaia, and that's the way it's going to be. My name has to be a guarantee. But the most important factor is that everybody followed him. Every small producer, every farmer followed his lead. And they told the local institution, no, we're not going with you, we're going with Gaia. So 99% of the production in Barbaresco and Barolo today is not mass production anymore. It's a quality production. There is a guarantee that any Barolo, we have been looking at several bottles in various shops in the area over the last 2 days, and we were looking at the producer. Oh, I don't know, I never heard of this one. He said it doesn't matter really, because 99% of the families here are still following this ethics of producing, going for quality, going for the top. So therefore, every bottle that is Barolo or Barbaresco, it can only be called Barolo and Barbaresco if they are 100% from the area, 100% Nebbiolo, and therefore it's a guarantee in itself, no matter who produces. Obviously, there are different levels of production. Gaia being the top, and then we have all the Ceretto, we have Pio Cesare, we have a lot of worldwide famous producers, but all down to the last level there's a guarantee of good.
E questo è stato il brutto in quel momento. Noi non sapevamo quello che avevamo. Noi continuiamo a produrre a quantità, come se fare quantità fosse una cosa logica.
Before that, the farmers were producing as much wine as they could. They were going for quantity, lots of Barbera, lots of young Biolo cheap. He said we were ignorant, we were stupid, we didn't know what we were doing, and it's only from following the example that we followed, in blindly in a way, because we couldn't see. But we follow blindly Angelo Gaia, and here we are today, and we are all benefit from this status.
Giorgio Cassari there on the legacy of Angelo Gaia. And next time, for our final visit to Italy, Giorgio does some haggling at the Alba International Truffle Fair.